All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khwai Inge Shakhlach from the Intlakebmik territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome person with us right now, our co-host, Wegadesk. Thank you for making it, man.
Of course, my bro. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for all the listeners, and thanks for you for hosting, Chief.
Oh, no problem, man. It's just a beautiful day out there. Soak up those sun rays while you can. It's just so perfect out there.
Absolutely. I know our ancestors are singing in the wind and kissing our skin with the rays of the sunshine. No doubt about it.
That's right. And we have a super on for you guys today. Our subject is going to be on the journey.
Nice.
And we welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from Germany, from England, from Spain, from France, from Sweden, from Egypt, from Africa, from Japan, from China, from India, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all over the United States and all over Canada. We thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment for human rights and justice, and just so awesome to have all our listeners tuning in and joining us to make this world a better place, this planet a wonderful place that it should be, and we just thank you all. So coming up next, we're going to be playing an energetic song from Wet Cactus. We also have some music from Geezer. We have a song from Rio, also Marson and Tim Henson, and also, if we have enough time, King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard.
Awesome. What a lineup.
I know, man. It's pretty awesome, too. And so stay tuned and enjoy this music from the Wet Cactus, and the name of the song is called The Road. So listen and enjoy, everybody. Here we go.
Energizer is right, Chief. Good pick.
Ooh, man. That was the road, and that was from Wet Cactus. So, yeah. Welcome back to the planet, everybody. That was such a big, huge trip, the road. Anyways, we're going to start this show outright, and we're going to ask our brother Wegedesk to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely, bro. My pleasure. And I hope by now our listeners are doing this all day, every day, but it's so easy to forget. So let me remind you, relax your body, relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, your belly, your feet, relax your whole body. Feel like an ice cube, and then it's melted. And it's just relaxing there as a nice puddle. And as we breathe in through our nose, let's bring in all the love and appreciation and actually have something that you personally remember. Not just the word love, but something that made you feel love. And hopefully you don't have to go too far back in your memory, but love and appreciation. Then the exhale, pure relax again, focusing on the body, relaxing anywhere that might have tension. So let's do it in through the nose in 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Super good. And one more. And just super relax. Get nice and jelly with yourself. Appreciate your body. It does everything for us. Thank you, body.
Wow, man. So special, man.
Time, man. And we can do it all day, every day if we can remember, right?
It's almost like blasting off. You just go out to the universe and you come back. It's just, man,
what
an incredible feeling. Yeah, so we have a special subject today, and it's on the journey. And I agree with my brother Wegedesk here. He said we need way more than an hour
to talk about the journey, right?
Yeah, I wished we did, man.
And but, hey, I got to say, if you guys are interested in hearing more, check out my YouTube channel, Wegapol. Yeah. Lots of good stuff on there. I'm trying to just share the knowledge that has come to me to make our journey as smooth and abundant as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, why don't I throw a couple words out there for journey.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to bring it real close to home, because today on my trip here, I was cut off by two people. And I tell you, I take the ferry over from Victoria. It's an hour and a half, nothing to do but meditate. And I did my meditation. I was feeling so positive and loving. And then I hop on my beautiful Ducati and I'm cruising. And then somebody cuts me off. And that's the test. Do I let my emotions drop and get frustrated? Nope. Off I just kept going. Then a second one, and this one was so close. I almost felt the guy's bumper on my heel as I scooted around him, doing a random U-turn in the middle of a crazy. And then, do I get angry? Do I panic? No, just breathe, relax, get back into that love and appreciation, because our emotions are our steering wheel for where we want to go with our future. If you're feeling negative, you're turning towards negative town. If you're feeling positive and bliss and happiness, you're going there. You are there already. And it's going to get better and better, because everything in this world happens by degrees. And so that's why the deep breaths are so important, because so many of us are at a stage where we're coming out of winter. And not just the 365-day year, but the 26,000-year cycle that has a 13,000-year winter. And we just finished that in 2012, December 21st, 2012. And so we are all traumatized. We have been in driving towards negative town for 13,000 years. We're traumatized from this and that and all the stories that have come to us from our ancestors and the internet and, you know, all of our whatever it is. And so here we are now going into the summertime. Let's breathe. That's going to cleanse the palate. That'll at least bring us to equilibrium. And then that's our duty then to focus on something positive and really feel it and then hold on to it and then we're going to get tested, and then we got to grab onto it again. And that's just the gods helping us get stronger and healthier every day. And that's what I've got to say about the journey, Chief. What about you, bro? Yeah, what about you? What are you saying?
Well, I always kind of go back to my vision of my compass. And I talk to many people about it because my compass is coming from my own culture, traditions, and heritage. And it kind of like leads me on the right path of doing right. And I always remember the words of the elders, my great-grandparents and my grandmother and my grandfather and my old uncles. And they always said, you know, it's tough to do what's right, because you're going to come across a lot of people that will laugh at you. And it can be very discouraging. But they always told me, you know, people can't laugh forever.
That's right.
You know, they got to stop. And we can help it stop by, you know, just observing them. And wondering, like, you know, what makes them laugh? What? Why are they laughing? What's so funny? And it causes them to question, like, well, yeah, why am I laughing? What's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing what's right will always put us in danger in some way. One way or the other, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And just like, you know, your journey today.
The tests.
And you ran into some of those difficulties. And we all do. We all do, no matter who we are. You know, we could be the richest person in the world, but we're still going to run into those kind of issues and dilemmas. And I really love your words in having that control.
Mm-hmm.
We have that control of our journey. And that's been powerful. And I really love it. I really enjoy having you come on our program and share some of your wisdom. And
I love being here, right?
Yeah.
As we all do. That's why we tune in. That's why we show up and do the work.
Mm. Yeah, so it's so beautiful, wonderful to come and share with the rest of, like, humanity, all our brothers and sisters all over the world tuning in.
The universe.
And even the ones out in the universe that, you know, haven't even reached here yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, you know, perform and pass up that positive energy into the heavens and the realms and affect the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how I see it as our duty mm-hmm. in this world. To produce positivity, life, love, and just push it out into the airwaves. And and I just really appreciate and love this radio program and station. You know, we have Magnus, we have Robin, we have Carnivore, we have Jesse, Jujul, Chris, all these people that work to keep this program going and running. And help us to put our podcast out and be able to reach out even more, because we do have listeners that they can't listen live. You know, they're on the other side of the world.
Of course. They're so busy working,
yeah,
whatever it
so
is.
So it's important that we have our podcast so it gets to them. So lots of love and appreciation to our wonderful staff here and the workers that help us keep and continue to keep striving for perfection for us and humanity, and just a wonderful thing. So anyways, I better shut up now, and let's continue on with our program. We're gonna get on with some pretty awesome music from Geezer and their song called Dig. So dig in and enjoy, everyone. This is a pretty powerful one too, so here goes. Thank you. That was Geezer and their song called Dig. Man, that was a pretty powerful bass line.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, same here, man. And we have with us on the line, we have our president of Minnetonka Park Association. Welcome to the show,
Hello.
Mrs. President.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Good to be back in the show.
Yes, yes. We're just really loving and enjoying this day. It's so sunny, beautiful outside. We're just wrapping up our views on our subject, which is the journey. And
yes,
we'd love to hear your words on that.
Well, I've been listening in and I'm really enjoying the different contributions and thoughts that both of you are sharing. The idea of a car being like a journey, like the journey vehicle, like that's the vehicle of going, you know, that type of thing, I loved. And I was smiling because I was thinking it's a little bit like that, and then add the touch of Mario Brothers, like where you're going along the path and like what happened to you, Wiggadesk, you know, all of a sudden something unanticipated happens that is kind of frightening or dangerous or give, you know, and then we have the emotional reaction. So I think of Mario Brothers. Some of the listeners are too young to know what Mario Brothers is, but it's kind of like you're going down the path and then something unexpected happens that's really dramatic and could be, you know, life-changing. And I think it's partly like I think about, and it touches on what both of you were talking about. It's really important to have a compass when the hard things happen. I mean, obviously, if you're on the journey and wonderful, you know, sunshine and lollipops and unicorns are dancing around that time of life, that's great. But then it's when the challenging stuff happens where it's easy to get off course. The one thing I thought about is asking, and this is like a compass idea, is like, how can I be, who do I want to be in the middle of this, you know, whatever this is, you know, and sort of what's most important to me to be that version of myself that I want to be, and still giving room for that human nervous system part, which is what happened, at least that's how I interpret what happened with you, Wiggadesk, is naturally your nervous system went into like, holy smokes, I just about got smoked and, mm-hmm. you know, that type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then self back to that other part of yourself, which is like, okay, you didn't get run down, you know, breathe and bring yourself into this other part. And I just love that idea of having a compass and remembering that in the middle of these challenges, because, you know, the tires are being kicked. The universe is kicking our tires in that situation, or trying to run us down in that situation, but it's nudging us to remember that compass part of ourselves to, and you know, the other thought that I had is, Wiggadesk, you were talking about meditating on the way over, and I'm so curious about, you know, the power of meditation, and if you're on the path and a car comes, if a person is stressed out already, it's harder to see the things that you can respond to in a way that keeps yourself out of harm's way, even mm-hmm. if somebody else is behaving in a dangerous way.
Yeah, so for sure.
I'm very curious about if that, you know, if that was a helpful piece in how your day actually turned out.
I know it was for sure, because the Isle of Man motorcycle racing is going on, and they did a study on, there's a couple guys that always win, and they were like, well, what's their secret? And their secret is they're always relaxed. As soon as you stress, you tense up, and then you can't do what you need to do. And absolutely,
it contracts us.
That's right. Yep. That's right. And so that relaxation and there was one point where I looked at the bumper of this person and I was like, there's no way I can avoid this. And then I was like, yes, I can. And I just relaxed around it, you know, like it was just so just, you know, that panic was right there. And then I'm like, nope, I'm going this way. And, you know, it's a very, very special, you know, undoubtedly my guardian angels were looking after me today, as they always are. And we just need to make it as easy for them to grab a hold of us. You know, they don't want to grab us if we're tense.
Yes. And I mean, I'd also like to add that I do also believe sometimes just things just, there are sometimes just crappy things that happen to us, because I personally believe we're co-creators of this life, that, you know, we're contributing either through our energy or our actions or how we're, you know, moving forward in our life to be our better version of ourselves. But then also there's things that just happen. And I think, you know, maybe the universe is testing us, but it's not to downplay people who are going through struggles, you know. And I just want to do a call out. There was a big fire here in Poco. I'm in Poco Quitlam right now, a seniors facility, I think, Wilson Avenue. And I just want to put a shout out to the people who might be homeless from that right now, and then the whole sort of road back, and people who are maybe in the hospital. I know that your niece was in the hospital for quite a while there, Quange. And yeah, there's people who are going through a bunch of different things. And so it's also about extending compassion to ourselves and each other as each of us is going through the journey, because we just never know each of us is going through.
I really like what you're saying, because that's one of the things that kind of gets us off track is, you know, we forget that there's other people in our journey and around us and, you know, with us, especially like in a physical sense, like on the road.
Yes.
You know, there's so many people around us, and mm-hmm. and we should be aware of, you know, these people are going somewhere important.
Mm-hmm.
Just like yep. we are, you know, as far as we're concerned, what we're doing is the most important thing in the world.
Of course.
And, you know, that's how we all are. That's how we all are yes. in this life and
that's
world.
That's true.
And as we're, you know, circling the sun and doing things every day, day and night.
Yes.
You know.
And we have no idea what each person is carrying with them, either difficulties or challenges or things, as well as wonderful celebratory, you know, beautiful things in life. But, you know, each of us, you know, there's that hidden life that most of us are, when we walk past strangers, we have no idea. Hmm. So extending that, just being, it doesn't mean necessarily.